Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys, welcome to Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing dating other people while you are on the Twin Flame journey. This is like for you dating other people while you're on the Twin Flame journey. I get so many questions about dating, which is why I really wanted to come on here and address this topic. Okay, so first of all, commonly works from what I've noticed with myself and my students regarding dating other people while on the twin flame journey. And remember, everyone's journey is unique and individual. So if this isn't the case for you, don't freak out. It means nothing. But I'm just saying, most commonly, when people, when they're in the throes of the twin flame journey, and you know, they first find me and stuff, they have no desire to really date anyone else, right? They're just so obsessed and consumed and focused on being with their twin flame. And I mean, that's perfect. That's the nature of the journey. And then as they move through the journey and work through my program and they balance their energy, their fear-based push energy, and they also shift closer into alignment with their soul, Many times, there's a part of time there, a section of time where, you know, they don't feel like being with anyone, right? They just don't feel like they couldn't even fathom dating anyone else, even though they have, you know, pretty much balanced out their obsessive energy about their twin flame. They're feeling great. They're feeling amazing. But they just have no desire to really date anyone. And this would be before the twin flame gets magnetized in. There's a period of time there before they magnetize in their twin flame, a lot of the time where, you know, they're feeling balanced, they're feeling great, they've shifted closer into alignment with their soul, but they just do not even, can't even fathom or even think about or even have any thoughts of dating anyone else. And that's perfect too. That's very common. Again, it's not for everyone. Not everyone has that space in between. You know, sometimes people magnetize their twin flames in like really quickly. And so they don't have that space. And so, I mean, of course, they're not thinking of dating anyone else. They're focusing on balancing their energy when their twin flame comes in. But anyway, regardless how everyone's journey plays out, there's generally, most people do not, can't even think and fathom about dating someone else until they've shifted closer to line with their soul, they're feeling balanced, they've magnetized in their twin flame, or maybe not, they haven't magnetized in their twin flame yet, but they're feeling great. They're not even, they don't need anyone else. They're not even thinking about that. They're not looking for that. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bam, right? Their soul magnetizes in someone that they just knocks their socks off. It just whirlwind sweeps them off their feet, makes them feel like feelings like resonant with them, like no, like they didn't think would ever be possible with anyone after the twin flame, right? I remember I didn't think I could do that after, you know, was with my twin flame at the beginning. And, you know, it just, that person comes in like out of nowhere, of course, when you least expect it, when you're not looking for it, and just sweeps you off your feet. And you can't, it just, usually this happens as a way for your soul to show you that, hey, you can still have quote unquote normal physical feelings for someone. You know, a lot of times, and this is true for me, and I know it's true for many of my students, most of my students, I would say, you know, when you're on this journey, at first you don't think you could ever feel this way for anyone else ever again. But that's just simply not true. You can. You can, you can, you can. On the physical level, you can. And so when your soul, when you least expect it and you're totally balanced and you don't want it, you're not needing it, you're not looking for it, bam, your soul will bring in sometimes, most of the time, magnetize in someone that just, you know, knocks your socks off, that just you resonate with almost as closely as you do with your twin flame. And just so much fun, so awesome to have those feelings again in a quote unquote normal relationship, right? Because remember, with the twin flame, we have to be watching our fear-based energy, balancing that. That's what it's about. It's not about having a relationship, right? But with this other person that comes in, or anyone else you magnetize in, your soul magnetizes in, then yes, you can be normal. You can be a normal human being again, you know? So a lot of times that's really great. And I get questions like, you know, if you date other people, can that take your focus off of the twin flame and help you to balance more? Yes, naturally, it does take your focus off the twin flame. You know, you'll be consumed with all, you know, falling in love type infatuation feelings with this new person or other people, right? And that's fine and perfect. However, like I said, you know, you can't be looking for it. You can't be expecting that. And you can never be with someone else with that intention. Because being with someone with the intention of taking your focus off of your twin flame and off of this journey and balancing more or moving along your journey or any of those other things is what? Still doing it with a focus on the twin flame and the twin flame journey. And the only reason why you would care to be with someone to take your focus off of the twin flame or off of the journey would be, that would be your fear-based pushed energy doing that. Because, you know, ultimately, what's its goal? Its goal is to get a hit, a physical hit of its drug of choice, which is the physical form of your twin flame. So it's always in there plotting and planning, even if it's not like forefront of your mind, back in the recesses of your mind, it's going to be there trying to plot and plan like, oh, hey, everything you do, how can this help, you know, me move along my journey? How can this help me get with my twin flame? You know, how can this help me do that? And remember, as long as you're doing that, you're feeding that energy. So it's still pushing out. So we never want to date anyone else or go into any other relating experience with anyone else or really do anything else with the intention of having it help us along our journey, having it help us balance regarding our twin flame, or having it help us take our focus off our twin flame in order to balance regarding our twin flame in order to get our twin flame, right? And that's the only reason why your fear-based energy would care about any of that is because ultimately, don't let it fool you, it wants to get a hit of the twin flame. But of course, if you are doing anything because your fear-based energy with that intention focused on the twin flame or the journey or anything like that with someone else, that's feeding the fear-based push energy and it's still pushing out towards your twin flame because that means the fear-based push energies that you're feeding is focused is still on getting the twin flame.
right? So we don't want to date anyone else with the hopes of taking our focus off of the twin flame, or, you know, getting the twin flame or balancing more or moving along our journey or anything else. We want to date someone else just because in the moment it feels good and we're having fun with that person, right? Nothing to do with the twin flame, nothing to do with the twin flame journey at all. You cannot connect it at all, okay? It has to be separate, totally, totally separate. Otherwise, that's the fear-based energy connecting it, and it's feeding your fear-based push energy, which isn't helping your journey at all. Of course, naturally, it's just going to happen that you're going to take your focus off of the twin flame and journey if you're occupied somewhere else, and that's perfect. That's great. Naturally, it can happen, but you cannot have that as the intention or, you know, the reason for dating other people. Another question I get is, I answered this in the beginning. I've gotten this question recently by a couple people, and they're kind of concerned. They're worried. You know, like, I just don't feel like dating anyone else. Is this normal? I just feel detached from the whole wanting to date anyone or whatever. And yes, as I said in the beginning of this video, that is normal. Anything's normal. There is no normal, really. Everything is perfect for whatever your journey, however your journey plays out. But yes, no need to worry about that. Very, very normal. And the reason why is, even if you're feeling, you know, not even focused on your twin flame anymore, but you're just not feeling it with, like, dating anyone else, not really having any desire to get out there or meet anyone, and you just are, because first of all, when you move along this journey and you shift closer into alignment with your soul, you know that you're enough. You just know that. That's the feeling, the resonance you get. You are enough. You're full. You're whole, complete. You don't need anyone else. Not the twin flame, not anyone else, right? You're just good. You're complete. So you don't have that longing, that urge, that need to always, like, be in a relationship or dating someone, or that need for, like, you know, the highs or the drama, because you have balanced out your fear-based energy that enough for that to not be, you know, a need. Like, basic human need on the fear-based level is, you know, companionship, is to be with others, and that's fine and perfect. And eventually, I mean, someone's going to come along that your soul's going to magnetize in, and you will want that with someone else. And that's fine. That's perfect. But, you know, you don't have to always be wanting that. You can be disinterested. You can go through long lulls of being disinterested in that. And that's perfect too. You know, it's however your journey is playing out, however you're feeling, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no right or wrong here, right? It's just perfect. Your soul is orchestrating everything for you in the most perfect way for you, for your highest good, and also in the most divine perfect timing for you. And so to question it at all regarding anything is just questioning yourself and questioning the whole perfection of the universe. And you don't want to, we don't want to do that, right? Because you are perfect. Do not question yourself ever. You cannot fuck this up. You cannot mess up. Nothing is wrong. The way you're feeling is exactly perfect in that moment. Always feel your feelings, right? Just regarding the twin flame journey, we don't want to believe or judge any of the thoughts as being good or bad, right? We just want to kind of neutralize those out, but feel the feelings. That even if the thought forms come, let the thought forms fly, you know, don't pay attention to them. Let them float on by, but feel the feelings. And then if you feel the feelings and, you know, you don't pay attention, or, I mean, you just don't attach yourself or judge or believe the thought forms, then you are going to really just fly along your journey so much more smoothly and so much more quickly. So anyway, that's today's episode of Twin Flame Truth TV. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoy any of my videos, you will absolutely love my Magnetize Your Twin Flame coaching program. There's lots of videos. In fact, it consists of online modules that you can access that include videos, they include video lessons, downloads, action steps, meditations, a whole bunch of things in every module. And they're available on your computer or free app on your phone. So that's awesome. Take them anywhere with you. You also get one-on-one personal 24-hour coaching and support with your very own personal coach. You get weekly group coaching calls with me, where you can ask anything you want and you know, get coaching with me right there on that call. And you have access to a private Facebook group filled with all of my past, present students, and myself. And so it's very supportive, very helpful. And it's just a place where, you know, everyone knows how to help everyone along this journey. And you can, you know, the ones that have been successful and completed the program already and magnetized in their twin flames, you know, they're there to help give their guidance as well. So it's really awesome. It's a great community and everyone's just beautiful. And so if you've ever considered getting help for your journey, even if you have before and you've wasted money because it didn't work, hit us up. We have a limited number of spaces still available. My program starting February 5th. And we have a limited number of spaces still available, and we will give you a discount up to $1,000 if you show receipts of any money you've spent with anyone else. Regardless, we always give a discount anyway for these promotions. So definitely this is the time that you want to do it. If you've ever thought to do it, this is the most perfect time. So definitely check that out. The link is in the description for the video. And if you don't get through, if you're not able to schedule, if there's no spaces available for the calls, definitely, please just keep checking back. I know we're getting inundated with calls. We fill up faster than we can keep up with them, but we are constantly adding more time slots. So please keep checking back. And I know that's been an issue for some of you. But thank you so much for watching, guys. I will see you next week in another episode of Twin Flame Truth TV. Have a great week and lots of love.